the jingle. Anyway, welcome, welcome everyone to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm super excited about today's show. We have some wonderful guests joining in with us. I want you to tell everybody you know to tune in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Tell them to call right now, 605-475-1600, or go on the web at drginaprince.com and then check on the tab, click on the tab, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and then BBS Radio Station number one, and they can enjoy the show along with you. Oh, listen. So I want to remind you all that 2 weeks ago, I gave a two-week challenge. The challenge was a mind, body, and soul challenge. And I challenged you to up your workout, 30 minutes workout, 30 minutes in prayer, 30 minutes reading the book of John. So I don't know how many of you did it, but I know I stuck to it and it was an amazing experience. I have to say that God came through, and for me, on May the 17th, a prayer was definitely answered. You know, it was just an amazing load off of my back. So many changes within mentally, emotionally. He just really has been doing a mighty work. And so if you did not get a chance to do the challenge, it's on my Facebook page. You can go ahead and do it anytime. But it's just a matter of just getting your mind, body, and soul to become one for the glory of God. And just to really, you know, be able to spend that time with him and focus on him and get closer to him. Just to tune out everything else and just let him love on you and you love on him. That's really all it is. It's just intimacy with your father. And so I highly recommend that you go on the Facebook page and just check that out. It's the Health and Soul Challenge, 2 week challenge. And I encourage you, the book of John, I've read it so many times, and it was just so many things that God just gave me fresh revelation of. I'm telling you, I'm excited about it. I took down notes. I'm gonna be teaching on some things, and preaching and sharing it on all the radio shows and everything. So I'm just very excited. I want to remind Jacksonville. Hello, Jacksonville, Florida. Woo-wee! We only 1 week away from Take 'Em to Church with Shirley Caesar, Pastor Shirley Caesar, and Evangelist Ja'Kalen Carr and Kiara Kiki Shear, my homegirl from Detroit. We are going to have such a good time. Your host will be none other than me, Dr. Gina. So I am very excited. I'm so excited that A-Train's going to be in the house. We got WCGL that's going to be in the house, which brings me to Deborah, the owner of WCGL, will be joining us in a couple of minutes to share her testimony and share just how good God is and gives us some business tips and some encouragement for women out there and African-Americans out there that just want to own their own business and think it's a lot. But she's saying that it's nothing too hard for God. God can do all things. If he tells you to do it, he's going to bring the provision for you to do it, get it done. So I'm excited to have her on. And also, we have, what else is going on? So much is going on. Look out for Pastor Shirley Caesar getting her walk of her star, her walk of fame, also in June coming up. And also, her CD is dropping with, let's see, Anthony Hamilton. And that's exciting. So you definitely want to check that out. So many things going on. It's a lovely day in Washington, D.C. I'm super excited that we finally got some sunshine and no rain finally. So this is a great day. It's sunny throughout the coast, so we are very excited about that, and warmer weather. So enjoy the rest of this day. And I want to welcome Deborah. Deborah, are you online now?
I'm right here listening to you. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic. So glad that you can join us. And I want to formally introduce you. This is Deborah. Deborah is Deborah Madden, owner and general manager. Did I pronounce it right? Madden. Yes. Maiden, Deborah Maiden, mm-hmm. owner and general manager of WCGL AM 1360 radio station. Oh, my goodness. And it holds a Stella Award. This is so exciting, Deborah. Can you please tell us? I mean, I'm telling you, we are so excited. She is one of the few female Black of owners of a radio station in the nation, and I'm saying few. And so this is very exciting and encouraging, because I know that on Dr. Gina's radio chat, Deborah, we actually mm-hmm. always have inspiring and already in the works entrepreneurs, females, lipstick line, hair and spa shops, and designing clothes and things like that. And I'm sure they are so excited to hear your story. Tell us how this started for you.
How much time do we have? I don't think we have enough time.
We got enough time. Just go on and tell the story, though. We got some time.
No, Dr. Gina, we'll be on the air till about all the rest of the week trying to explain it. But God has been faithful. He's been really just. And he's been really, he orchestrated the whole thing. I tell you, I had nothing to do with the start of it. And I'm just honored that he favored me and felt, I guess, trusted me to do his work. So, you know, God has been good. We've been here since December of 1989, January of 1990. So this is my 27th year here. And we're just excited about the possibilities, the way God has taken us. You know, it started out, my agenda was one thing, but then God had a different approach. And once I lined up with him, then he took the wheel and I just kind of just tagged along with it. So I'm excited about WCGL. It is Jacksonville's first gospel radio station, full-time gospel station. So it's been in existence for about 37 years. So it has a lot of longevity and history in the city of Jacksonville. So we're excited about that. We're tapped into the community, and we're just servants of God. That's all I can say. We just,
it is a beautiful thing. I mean, and you're just such a lovely person. I truly loved talking to you yesterday. I just could feel your spirit is just so loving and so, I mean, just willing to share and help and encourage and motivate. And it's definitely the love of the Lord. You had mentioned that there was a time when you finally got in line with him. Tell us a mm-hmm. little bit about that time, because I know me personally, I'm sure a lot of people that step out on faith or find themselves mm-hmm. in situations, like you said, it was effortless. You just ended up there. I mean, I could just say that the same thing about how I got into radio. One minute mm-hmm. I was doing something else, and then the next mm-hmm. minute I hear him say, do this, and here we are today, and how it's taken off so quickly with not even a year. And I can understand that when you have those moments where you're thinking, like, am I doing the right thing? Or is this what he wanted me to do? But then what it is the adjustment of, well, we're having kitchen talk. So basically it's like, Deborah, so how I can relate to this, and maybe you can tell the listeners, is it mm-hmm. like when you're sitting there and sometimes we end up taking the reins instead of letting him have the full situation? Mm-hmm. We think we got an understanding of it, and then we say, okay, this is mm-hmm. what he wants me to do. And so you link up with this person or you connect with that person. I'm just saying in general. And then stuff starts slowing down or starts shifting. And you're like, okay, well, I thought this is what he wanted me to do. Do you think that it's possibly that we end up trying to take control of what he's doing? And he says, wait a minute, let go and let me do it all the way. Yes.
The only thing about it, Dr. Gina, my background was banking and finance or accounting.
So
it had nothing to do with radio. And, you know, I'm a PK, but still there was nothing to do with it. And I was just looking at the financial end for an investor that I brought on board to purchase the station and, you know, connected with the right people. And it's amazing how God will connect you with people to get you to a point and then just cut them loose from you.
Yes. Wow.
And
it's
you go
mind
like,
blowing.
Wow. And then there's somewhere sitting down angry with or upset with you. And it was, I'm like, get upset with God. I didn't have anything to do with it.
But, oh my goodness. Oh man, we can go on. I mean, because I know through the years, just in any business, you know, just to get in the door from maybe in the banking or just, you know, the opportunities, how you climbed up the ladder there and just, you know, other things like that. It's just in general. So for the listeners, don't try to hold on to something or someone that God is trying to shake away from your grip, you know, and really try to hold on loosely. That's what I would say. You hold on to him and not so much the person or the situation, because your steps are ordered by the Lord and you don't know which step is next. So you don't know when that next divine appointment is coming in, and it's not always meant for someone to go with you all the way. Is that correct, Deborah?
Correct. And what it reminds me of, the story of Moses, when God told him the first time to strike the rock. And then next time, he didn't tell him to do that. And how Moses felt, just because that's what worked the first time, and he was angry, he thought that that was the way that God moves. And just because God does it one way the first time does not mean that he's going to continue to do it repetitively in that way. So you have to be in tune. And but see, like, my agenda had nothing to do with running a station or even really locating here in a city that I had never really heard of prior to. And so it was like, okay, I don't even know if I even had an agenda. I was just trying to make sure, you know, I said, well, I can do books, I can do this and that, I can do that. But then it shifted within a couple of years, and it's like, okay, God, so what that mean? I don't know anything about this. And it's almost like the stories when God called different ones and they said, well, God, I don't know what to do. How am I going to do that? Because that's not my profession. I didn't go to school for it. None of that. So, but I realized that God used it for his glory, because he can say that I didn't know anything, but God did.
He did it. And this is also, we live and move and have our being by his spirit. This is truly surrendering and allowing him to really move you by his spirit. It's by his spirit. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by his
spirit. By his spirit and by his grace and his mercy that he renews every day. So we just have to be, you know, in tune with him and just follow him. And you'll never go wrong.
So, Deborah, when you mentioned that you were you had moved here, I mean, I'm in Jacksonville. I don't know why Jacksonville has been a part of my life now for, like, I don't know, 12, 13 years now.
Oh, really?
And it's just so funny to me that I'm dealing with a lot with Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know what God has up his sleeve about Jacksonville. I'm very excited and very open. Let me just say that. I love Jacksonville. But I wanted to ask you, where were you at before? Because you said that you had relocated. Did I hear that correctly?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Where were you before
I was living in Atlanta at the time.
Oh, wow.
I was living in Atlanta at the time. Yeah. Big switch, huh? But you know, I really had no really strong ties there, so it really didn't matter that much about leaving Atlanta to come here. It's just that it was something new and adventurous at some point. But then I found out that God had a whole nother agenda, and it had nothing to do with what was on my mind. So you know...
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, Deborah. Go ahead.
But but in my walking, you know how sometimes you in that betwixt in between, you kind of in limbo of where you're trying to go, what you want to do and what you're trying to do. So you just strike out and do something and really don't even consult God about it. But then it goes back to all things working together for good for them that love
amazing.
God. So, and that's what happened. But yeah,
so I'm sure you've learned a lot about the business through the years. I mean, especially when you were focusing more on the financial back and you had to learn so many other things about the business and radio. And I'm sure it's a lot. So what was that transition for you like? Was it an easy transition? Was it graceful for you?
Well, one of the things that really was a blessing that most of my employees that I employed, they were radio veterans. So they had been in radio. So it was already set up with that. So I didn't really have to worry so much as far as that part of it, the engineering and the broadcasting and the equipment and all that stuff. And so that helped a great deal that I didn't have to just start at the very beginning and just, you know, walk myself all the way through the top.
And this is such a testament to people. I always say, and I live by this, you have to surround yourself with people that know more than mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. You have to. It is, yes. It's humbling, but it is mm-hmm. the best way to live mm-hmm. because you don't know everything. And just like she right. said, it was a blessing because God sent people that knew the business, knew how to do engineering, mm-hmm. production, and all of that. And mm-hmm. this is how she was able to continue on in the vision that God had given her and just play right. where she was at. And you have right. to surround yourself with people that know more than you, and you have to be open to learn from mm-hmm. them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That is incredible. So what are some of the exciting things that we can look forward to for WCGL? You know, what are we looking at now for 1360 AM? What's happening?
Well, we're working on, now we're currently working on trying to get on the FM. You know, the FCC has opened up a window to help AM stations survive by offering them FM translators. So that's our next step. So it will be FM and AM as well. And so I'm excited about that. And we just continue to do what we do in the community. And we will be celebrating our 37th anniversary coming up in November of this
wow.
year. So we're just excited about just doing kingdom work because that's what it's all about.
Well, I really want to know about the events that you're doing for the community. I really love that and would love to be a participant of that. And I just think it's just such a wonderful gesture to incorporate them, of course, because they're not just listeners, but it's like also you're you know, aiding those that
yes.
are in need and that are listening, your supporters. Mm-hmm. They're lifting you up, and it's mm-hmm. like they need refreshing and supplies and things like that, whatever God lays on your heart. I think it's a wonderful team. I talked to Freddie. I had an interview on the show last week. I don't even remember. Uh-huh. There's so much going on, but it was a
Monday
wonderful
week, yeah.
interview, and I really enjoyed mm-hmm. it. I had everybody on my social media. I had them, those that weren't in Jacksonville. I told them about mm-hmm. how to download it, and I just want to let anybody and everybody know that's listening. If you're not in Jacksonville, I mean, thank God for internet because it's accessible for you through the app, or you can go her website, WCGL,
yes.
and actually listen. Just a click and on. Mm-hmm. Listen, it's so easy. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to download the app. But the app is available for you to be able to listen. And they got a strong, godly, loving team. And they will love
yes.
on you at WCGL. I'm so excited, Deborah. What I want to say is that if I'm ever in Jacksonville, I certainly will continue to stop by and check you guys out and listen to you.
You better do it. I'm holding you to it. I'm looking forward to meeting you on June 3rd, I think it is. And, well, you know, we're good. Well, I'm an Alabama girl, so I got plenty of hospitality traits. So that's where I was born and raised for 28 years. So, come on down and we'll know how to treat you good.
Oh, I'm so excited because I know, I mean, you from the country. I know y'all can cook. Mm. And
Now, I don't know about all that, but.
Deborah, don't hurt me like that. I thought you was going to throw down. Now, my son's father, when we were married, his family, they're from Savannah, Georgia. And mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that's every time I would go to Savannah, Georgia, because I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. And we it was never not a time food wasn't on the agenda. It was always something cooked.
We're going to feed you good, but I'm not going to say I'm going to fix it.
Okay. Well, you are a busy lady. Before you go, though, I want to go back to the radio station. What is it like as far as with the competitors and whatnot? Have you had any, you know, threats of, you know, with, you know, I guess what I'm saying is when
we
have. You know, they got the praise, mm-hmm. you know, station and all
yeah.
of that. Is that challenging for you being on AM, or do they even have a praise? I don't even know if they have praise
We have Praise 107.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we how do. Is that balancing for you?
It's balancing well, because I remember when I first heard about it, because we have now, where at one point we were the only gospel station. Then there was always then another one came up, and then that one dropped out. Then there was another one that came up. And now we have at least four. And I remember, you know, really going, you know, getting fretful about it and really concerned about it. And as I was praying, I'm like, God, you know, I want out. You know, I'm like, I'm done. I want out. And he didn't let me out. And I said, well, okay, since you kept me here, you got to sustain me and keep me here. Mm. And I remember when I was going back and forth with him about it, he said, you just continue to do as I've instructed you to do, and let me do what I've always done, and you'll be fine.
That is so amazing. I mean, girl, I can just, these are the words that I have heard him say to me. And I know a lot of the listeners can relate to that. That's when you know it's not you. That's exactly when you know it's not you. When he says, stand still, you know, I got you, you know, and then that gives you such a relief. I'm sure it gave you some relief. Like, you know what? Why am I fretting? Why am I fretting over this? When I didn't even get myself into this, this ain't my thing.
And there have been plenty of times, Dr. Gina, that I really wanted to just run. It didn't matter. I just wanted to just run. And in times past, I've been a runner. You know,
it's I have too. Wow. We got so much in common. I love this. I cannot wait. I can't wait till we meet. This is so funny. Yes. I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, like, this is like so. Are we the same?
We're one in the spirit.
I'm telling you, but, I have never heard anybody say these things that you're saying. Like, I promise you, it's like, I feel like it's the same conversation like I've had with God. And the thing, okay, I'm sorry. I'm just blown away. Because I used to be a runner too, for real. And I would go in a minute, you know.
Yeah, that's not working out.
Go my way, but if it was just too, if I felt inadequate and like this is just, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Exactly. Yep. But somehow God just wouldn't, you know, even though, you know, it's like running time over. You gotta grow up, you know.
You gotta grow face up.
You know, and I was remembering about the same year we won the Stellar Award, we had been leasing some property, and God blessed us that year that we were able to purchase that property. And we had no idea that there were two pieces of property, and we only purchased the one, and it was some sibling rivalry that was going on. And so it started, they started to torment us. They were just agitating, like, you got to buy this other piece of property. And I was like, you know, in my deep spiritual mind, I said, well, God, you know, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and adds no sorrow with it. He came back to me and says, well, I gave the children of Israel the promised land, but there were giants in the land. And I was like, wow, okay. So I got to fight, because I've never been a fighter. So I'm like, okay. And then he blessed us with that as well. So there are challenges that come and that have come. And even when I was celebrating my 25th, you know, I was like, God, I don't feel like I've accomplished all the things that I want to accomplish. I really don't feel like I've done enough to add up or justify 25 years. And then he reminded me and kind of gave me a slideshow of all the things that I had to go through, all of the knockdowns and kickdowns and pushback and had to come back, all the fires I had to put out, all the things that just to stand. So then he let me know that don't worry about it. You know, what it looks like in your eyes does not measure what it looks like in my eyes. So you just stay faithful. And it's been a blessing. And sometimes still I get that sensation that, you know, I think I'm ready to do something else. But he has not released me, and I got sense enough to know until he does, I got to stay here.
Well, let me just say this, Deborah. Out of the experience, you know, again, you know, I've had to go through the same thing. I had a ministry and, you know, author of a book and all of these things, you know, that he did, you know. I'm telling you, it was a lot of days, but I can so understand the wanting to run away, but it's such an increase of faith, and it is a buildup in maturity, and it is, you know, those moments that you're so in it that you can't see all the accomplishments.
Right.
You're so mm-hmm. with your sword. And people don't understand this. They don't mm-hmm. understand the spiritual part of this. It's not just I'm doing this and God told me to do it. You got opponents mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. right at each step that he takes you mm-hmm. to. That's why he's with mm-hmm. you. He orders yes. them, and he knows what step has opposition on each step. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of mm-hmm. like each time you're stepping, it's like that warrior that's like trailblazing through all the yes. sandstorms and the blizzards mm-hmm. and the cold and the, I mean, yes. like you don't even have time. You don't even
don't
have
forget the fire.
The fire. Yes. Oh yeah. You really don't even have time to really look at everything that has been accomplished because again, you're in it because he told you to do it. It's not mm-hmm. even your thing. Like if it was our right. thing, you would be like yes. motivated by the things that you've accomplished. But because you're right. doing it unto the Lord, it's like you just trying to make it through to do what's pleasing unto him. And then it's yes. kind of like he gives you that moment where you can turn back around and actually look at all that you've accomplished, every battle that you won,
right.
every storm that you conquered, every mm-hmm. mountain you climbed, and you mm-hmm. just like, wow, this all happened. Right. And so the 25 years end up being like, dang, that's a lot. That's mm-hmm. somebody's life. You done did so much in somebody's lifetime two times. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And
yes.
it's kind of like you don't even get to really, I'm telling you, you have accomplished things that people would never accomplish. You mm-hmm. have accomplished things, Deborah, that people would not have, you know, I'm telling you, don't they dream about it, they think about it, but they never get started. You have accomplished yeah. so much. You've had two careers, and you're in a career now that you were honored in with a Stella Award, mm-hmm. sister. Oh, my God. You know, listen, your life is amazing. I know you know it. I love talking to you. I love sitting here sharing about the goodness of mm-hmm. God. It is so awesome. I just love yes. you. I love
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm honored to be a part of your show today. It's just been a blessing to me.
Well, and I appreciate you. A blessing to all of us.
Well, and I really, you know, because I was thinking about when we were talking about the Stella Award, I remember a year before we got the Stella Award, it was about February or March of that year, and I was sitting down talking to my godbrother, and I said, I'm so tired. I said, I'm just tired. I said, I'm just really tired. And I said, I told the Lord that, okay, I'm going to give you 10 months. The next 10 months, I'm going to give you all I got. And then if I don't see something, then I'm out, you know. And then it was that year leading up to, that's when the land, you know, fell into our hands. And then that's when the Stella Award. And I'm like, and it was like God was saying, so is that enough for you to let you know I'm still here? You know? And so just don't give up. Just
don't
hold on
give
to God.
Up. Okay, so how just can the listeners keep track of you and WCGL? And what's your social media contact information?
They can go to WCGL at www.wcgl1360.com, and you'll find information on the station. It'll have our Facebook information, our Twitter information. It'll also have a listen live button where you can listen to that, and whatever events that we have going, you can also listen to that. They have the program schedule as well, so you can find everything that you need from our website.
All right. Well, Deborah, I look forward to seeing you June the 3rd. Listeners in Jacksonville, Florida, and surrounding areas, you don't want to miss
yes.
Pastor Shirley Caesar and Evangelist Ja'Kalen Carr.
Ja'Kalen Carr.
And Tierra Sheard. We're going
right.
to be there.
Yes.
I'm going to be hosting it. We got mm-hmm. the sponsors. You got the sponsorship of Radio Blasting
right.
It with WCGL, Deborah
yes,
and
ma'am.
Her team. We're going to have
yes.
a good time taking them to church. You don't want to miss it. June the 3rd at 8 p.m. at the Florida Theater. You got to be there. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.
Now.
Well, Deborah,
right.
I love you. I can't wait to see you face to face. We're going to have some fun, girl.
That's right, girl. We're looking forward to it.
All right.
And
well,
thank you again for the
day.
Opportunity. Okay,
oh,
you too,
you're
now.
So welcome. You're so sweet. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Kiki Wyatt, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Make sure y'all check out my new single, Sexy Song. Okay, thanks.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Welcome to 5 Minutes to Success. I am Pamela Ree Luhing, the author of Pink Slip to Powerhouse, 12 Steps to Next. If you have ever been downsized and know you have a multitude of gifts waiting to be unwrapped, this 5 minutes is for you. If you are currently employed but have a passion, vision, and desire beyond where you are, keep on listening. And finally, if you're an entrepreneur who feels like you are fighting an uphill battle, get your notebook and pen ready. 5 Minutes to Success is designed to set a foundation to move you from your passion and purpose to a profit-making business. This month, we're going to focus on step number 5 of my book, Make an Appointment with Yourself. In this step, you will take an in-depth look at every aspect of who you are as a person. Beware of self-doubt during this process, because you may begin to minimize your gifts and talents or feel ill-equipped to handle the road ahead. If you're anything like me, you may be feeling like you need more education to pursue your passion. Personal and professional development is always a part of the course, but it should not prohibit you from moving forward. So as humans, we are a constant work in progress. So be very cautious as you examine yourself more closely, protect your thoughts, and do your best to refrain from comparing yourself to others. Remember, each experience creates your now. If you don't already, begin to journal. It's as if something magical happens when the pen meets the paper and you capture those moments. My book was birthed through my experiences and the pages of my journal. Your real work begins as you spend time dissecting the different parts of you from spiritual, emotional, psychological, physical, and financial perspectives. Each area plays a critical role in the life of an entrepreneur. Explore your work ethic, core values, and who you are personally and professionally in order to determine your passion, your capacity, how much you can actually take on in your bandwidth, how far you can or have a desire to go. Many successful business owners I have spoken with share that their spiritual life helps balance their lives. One common denominator held true with these individuals, a personal relationship with God. One of my favorite Bible scholars, the late Reverend Reginald Moore, once gave an unforgettable sermon on the old oak tree. His biblical text came from Matthew 7:24-27, about building a solid foundation. He told us a story about how he once experienced a vicious storm and the winds were blowing fiercely at what seemed to be 100 miles per hour. He was afraid, but his curiosity got the best of him. He crawled to the window and witnessed clothes flying, trees being uprooted, cars being overturned, and everything within sight was being thrown around. But there was one thing that seemed odd to him. There was an old oak tree just bending with the wind and returning to an upright state, never being uprooted. After the storm had subsided, he studied that old oak tree and discovered it was one of the largest trees in the world and could live for 200 years. It began as a small acorn. Once planted, its root systems grow vertically in the earth for hundreds of miles even before any foliage breaks through the surface of the earth. Hence, it becomes an anchor for the tree. Even in times of drought, the roots can receive hydration from water into the depths of the earth because its roots are so deep. Being spiritually grounded is like the old oak tree firmly planted in the ground. No matter how bad storms get or the winds blow, you too may bend with the wind, but after the storm subsides, you will return to an upright state and carry on. Your faith will be your anchor and the Lord your firm foundation. So in addition to your spiritual, emotional, psychological, and physical stability are additional keys to making sound business decisions or any decision for that matter. Is your life in the best position to pursue a business, or do you find yourself easily distracted by relationships or your circumstances, or you just can't seem to get a grip on life? If so, now is the time to put a plan in place to work through those issues. It is extremely difficult to focus on developing or growing a business when you don't have the energy to accomplish a task or you're coping with ailments. How about your finances? Pull out your checkbook, place the bills and debt on the table, and itemize each expense in your household. Next, itemize all income generating streams and how much comes into your home on a monthly basis. Review your savings account and assets. Ideally, experts say you should have enough savings to sustain you for at least 6 months to a year. If not, you might consider alternative ways to generate income. When I was downsized for the third time, I took some time to do something I'd never done before, and it brought clarity regarding my strengths. I created a timeline of my life. The timeline included specific jobs I'd held, ministry and volunteer work, hobbies, clubs, and organizations to which I'd belong, networking events I had attended throughout the years, personal and professional development, workshops and educational opportunities, and lastly, a long list of potential income-producing ideas which I had once participated in or were considering. I also took some time to update my resume. This activity alone helped me to boost my confidence in my abilities, recognize my skill sets, gifts and talents, and reveal common themes and patterns in my life. Give much thought about your work ethic to assess your capacity to move forward and to grow your business as well. So after creating my timeline, I became crystal clear on my passion and purpose, and my new business began to unfold. Take some time to create your timeline today, considering each aspect of your life. Embracing your passion and discovering your purpose are essential steps in this process, but none of this can move forward without belief in yourself. So believe you have what it takes and go to work. This ends today's 5 Minutes to Success. If you want to learn more, visit my website at www.pamelaluehing.com. That's PamelaLuehing.com. And I invite you to like and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/PLuehing. Until next month, move forward to turn your passion and purpose into a profit-making business. Back to you, Dr. Gina.
Hey, what's up? Hey, yo, what's happening? It's the big homie, Life Jennings right here, man. And listen, you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat, man. So whatever else you're chatting about, put that chat on pause, man, and turn this chat right here up, man. Dr. Gina, Life Jennings. Yeah.
Well, I love when Pamela Luhin comes on and shares her 5 Minutes to Success. I cannot agree with her it's just me to the soul. I have to agree with her 100%. Listen, if you are not grounded in anything, you'll fall for anything. So, you know, you have to make sure your roots are grounded. And that's why I always encourage people to just get closer, have your relationship with God, and just allow him to order your steps. You heard it from Deborah, the owner, CEO, general manager, Stella Award winner of WCGL. She shared her testimony. I've shared my testimony. That it's there for you to do. God has creativity in you. He's got a vision for you. He's got a purpose for you. He's got a plan for you. However you want to word it and say it, your steps are ordered by the Lord. But when you take your steps, make sure you are rooted and grounded in him. And I love when she said she took a moment and just assessed herself. You have to take those moments. A lot of times we want to run away from the situation. We don't want to think about it. We don't want to talk about it. So we run to a job, or we run to our taking over, dealing with being overwhelmed with our children or a relationship with our spouse or our girlfriends or our homies or whatever. And we don't take that time literally to just deal with it. Really, it's... I can encourage you that as bad as the enemy has you thinking that it is, it's really not that bad. God knows exactly where you are. He knows what he wants for you. He knows what the plan is. All he wants you to do is stop, stand still, and let him do it. But we keep moving and moving and moving. You have to assess yourself. You have to sit back and say, okay, this is what I need. This is what I have to do. This is what I need to let go of. This is, you have to do that. You have to go down a checklist and really look over your life and not look at it in a negative view. Look at it in a perception of it's shifting and it's time for a better you. See, sometimes we look at it like it's in a negative way. Oh, I've done this, it's horrible, or I'm tired, or it's nothing else out there. And we look at it in a hopeless view. But when you change your perception, you can look at it in hope and a clearer vision of all the possibilities that are out there for you. God has something for you to do. He's got rivers of finances for you. It's not just one check. He's got rivers. I'm telling you, it can come from this way, and it can come from that way, and it can come from this way, all at the same time. Just let God do it, y'all. I thank you, Pamela Luhing, as always, for your 5 minutes to success segment. It's always refreshing, always a blessing. I can't thank you enough. God bless you. And those of you who are listening, taking these notes, please check her out. She's on social media at Pamela Luhing. Facebook page, you can check her out. She wants you to interact with her, so don't hesitate to do that. Next, we got someone that's bringing the funny, another Jacksonville Tonian. A-Train is on with me, bringing funny. Hey, A-Train.
Hello, can you hear me, Dr. Gina?
I can hear you okay. Now.
Okay, I feel like one of them radio evangelists. Carla, are you there?
Listen, that's what I was getting ready to say, too.
Can you hear me now, Carla? Praise God.
A-Train from Jacksonville, Florida. Look, we had Deborah Madden on earlier from WCGL. Did you get to hear her interview?
I did. You know, that's family right there, man. WCGL is one of the trailblazers for gospel music in Jacksonville, man. Matter of fact, the very first time that I ever been on radio as a kid, I think I was about like 7 years old, the church took us to WCGL as kids, and they let us get on air. And I remember the manager saying after we got off air, they was like, this kid right here is a natural. So, yes, I definitely love and appreciate WCGL.
Well, all right. Look at this family. I told Deborah, I said, I don't know what God is doing, but I keep everything go back to Jacksonville, Florida. You know, I got my degrees in Jacksonville. I was affiliated with a ministry there. I was going back and forth there once a month. My spiritual mentors were from Jacksonville, Florida. So I'm telling you, I'm like, what is God doing? Here we are. I'm in radio, and then I get to meet, you know, Deborah, and I'm hosting, and I get to meet A-Train, all from Jacksonville, Florida.
There it is. You know,
let me find out y'all about to be the next ATL up in this nation.
The first Coast City, man. And shout out to ATL. You know, they just got the big news that the Super Bowl will be held in Atlanta. So, you know, if you're driving, you may want to start leave now, because traffic will be packed. Even between now and up until Super Bowl time, that traffic in Atlanta is Haiti's, brother. You hear me?
Oh, wow. I'm telling you. Well, you know, I don't know. It's like you said, it's a jam anyway without the Super Bowl. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like. Well, I'm standing very clear from that. I might come to Jacksonville and pretend like we in ATL, because it's going to be a takeover. I think Jacksonville coming up and taking over New York and D.C. and ATL. What you say, A-Train?
But listen, I don't know about that, but speaking of a takeover, I tell you what, somebody needs to take over. Somebody else needs to take over Facebook, because I don't understand what's going on. Why did Facebook allow any and everybody the ability to do Facebook Live? I don't know why everybody has that feature, because Dr. Gina, listen, some of these Facebook Lives that I've seen, they shouldn't be Facebook Live. They should just do a post, because they're pulling up their camera and they're trying to do a Facebook Live, and they expect for us to listen and pay attention to them, but I can't pay attention to them because I'm looking at how nasty their house is.
Wow, right.
You know, it's like I shouldn't have to wipe my feet from watching your Facebook Live. You know what I mean? I shouldn't have to go and use hand sanitizer just by watching your Facebook Live. Live. Listen, if your house needs to be cleaned up, don't do Facebook Live. Just do a post. We'll get the same point. Just do a post. So I agree with you.
Everybody just, and then sometimes it's live and they just bobbing their head listening to music, or they just, you know, I don't know. Right. People just want to, they want to share their life with us, and it's the closest thing to a network they gonna get, Facebook Live. So, and, you know, you don't need no agents, you don't need no producer, it don't cost you nothing, it's free, you know,
H-Race.
They got an audience.
God, I just want to tell them, do it again and see what happens.
Just do it again.
See if Adrian, I won't delete you.
Adrian, can you give me a second? I just got wind that Jonathan McReynolds is on with us. Can you let him on with us, because he's on tour with McDonald's and he's just dropping in on us. Okay, go ahead, Jonathan McReynolds.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Oh, my goodness, Jonathan McReynolds. Oh, this is a national gospel recording artist. He is taking a moment to spend time with us. I'm so glad that you can join us.
Oh, I'm honored to be here. What's going on with you guys?
Jonathan, you know we love you. You know we really love you. We love the fresh anointing that God has placed upon you. We love your talent. We love the fact that you love God and you demonstrate that in your songs, your writing, your performances. Just, you are a fresh anointing in the atmosphere of the world right now. I'm really being honest. It was just such a great experience to not only hear you on air. I love that I Gotta Have You song. That, I mean, the beat to that is so funky. I love it. But just to see you perform at Mother's Day celebration, I mean, I was just in awe. I was in awe of the suave of just the glory of God on you. And so I just had to have you on the show, and I'm so thankful that you joined us.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. I thank you for having me. It was really fun to do that.
Yes, and people don't know that I don't know if this is true, but I know that some of your videos on YouTube, we see you doing acoustics. Is that the right proper term? I don't know, but when you just, you know, kind of like having that moment, like I recall it on MTV where they would have, you know, you just on stage and it's just like this, you know, smooth, just a, you know, so intimate setting. Do you do that periodically around the nation, or is it always a big like tour type of thing? Because where can people see more of that of you, or do you do that still?
Well, I do both, and even for, you know, big shows, big arenas, there's normally always still a very intimate acoustic unplugged moment. But yeah, I do shows. We do 3 or 4 shows a week, so there's always that. There's always a little bit of the breakdown in the middle of all the big stuff.
Well, I love it. I want to see you in that atmosphere as well. I love it in the big arenas. You are amazing there, and you hold it down. I mean, you don't have it's. I mean, you, all eyes on you, and everybody enjoyed you. I know when I saw you, and you're actually on tour right now. Is that correct? You just joined with a tour. What tour is that?
Yeah, I'm actually out here on the McDonald's Inspiration Gospel Tour. It's been really fun so far. We just had rehearsals. Our first show is tonight in Detroit. We'll be in North Carolina soon, and, you know, L.A. at some point, and I think Atlanta at some point, and DMV at some point. So we're going to be traveling around, and I think we've got about 13, 15 shows. So it's going to be fun.
Wow. Well, if you're in those areas or surrounding areas, make sure you get your tickets. Enjoy the fun with him. He's very, I mean, again, fresh. I love it. And he's talented, and he can sing so good, and he plays his guitar. He's just amazing. And so just to let the listeners know, how can they, just words of encouragement for those that are, you know, coming up in the gospel entertainment and singing and songwriting, what kind of inspiration can you leave with them before you go? Because I know you got rehearsal and everything, and I don't want to hold you.
Oh, no, it's fine. I appreciate it. But I would say to everybody out there that's looking to do this gospel thing, first of all, just make sure that it's authentically you, because you will be exposed if it's not. You know, if this is just an act for you, please make it authentic. Sing the music that you can sing, that, you know, sing about the stories that you've actually had. We really need testimonies out here, not really any more gospel music. We need testimony so people can overcome their lives. So go ahead and live your life, write about it, sing about it. And then when you get here, just make sure that you stay accessible to the people, stay relatable. Remember that God gave you this gift. You didn't earn it yourself.
Oh, man, that's why it's so fresh, because it's just so real and it's very intimate and it's transparent. That's it. How can people follow you, keep up with you, your social media, any outlets? Where can they get to you?
Yeah, well, there's JonathanMcReynolds.com. That's my name, JonathanMcReynolds. JonathanMcReynolds.com. We have an app, Jonathan McReynolds app, on iTunes and Google Play. Of course, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we have a lot of cool content on YouTube. Go check out a lot of those acoustic videos that she's talking about and even more stuff. So I'll look out for a new acoustic Unplugged EP coming out this summer.
So yes.
We got a lot of stuff going on. So just check it all
yes,
out.
Yes, you do. Well, we're excited to join you on your journey, Jonathan McReynolds.
Thank you so much for coming in on us
and have a great rehearsal and a fantastic anointed show and bless the people.
I'll do my best. Praise the Lord.
All right. Well, I look forward to you coming on again in the near future when you got a little more time. But I love what you did for us today. God bless you. And just
follow this
guy. He's got it going on. And the app, I'm jumping. You know, I got my app in making right now. Kiera Shear told me about her app. My app is in the making. I can't wait to keep up with with these apps.
You got it.
Yep. All right. Well, love you. Thank you.
All right. Love you, too. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. All right, A-Train. A-Train, wasn't that cool for Jonathan McReynolds to just drop in?
It was real cool. You know, he's a cool brother, man. He's on his way to bringing light skin back in. I'm telling you.
Yes, he
real
is.
Real solid brother, man. Yeah.
Yes, he's one of the few.
mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, yeah. But I'm getting ready to get out of here, Dr. Gina. I'm sitting here now. I'm getting ready. You know, I'm out here traveling. So, but it was always good calling in with you guys on today. So,
you getting ready to go? I wanted you to close out with us.
Oh, well, I'm out here traveling. I'm on this road.
Where you going?
I'm out here circulating. Got a big show coming up, so we're doing some media run. Here in the surrounding areas of Jacksonville. So we got a big show coming up, big show coming up. As a matter of fact, I can share it now.
Let us know what's going on.
Yes, Michael Jr. is coming to Jacksonville on the 23rd of July here at the Florida Theater. So that's like hot off the press. And those of you that want to, you know, find out more about it, just continue to visit his website, michaeljr.com, and you'll see all the information on there about it. So,
I know you've been. I know that you have been on the move, and again, they got to follow you on social media, which is what? Do it again and see what happens.
I was about to tell them. Follow me on. You can follow me on Facebook at A-Train Live. And you'll see more about that show that I just shared with you about Michael Jr. And then also my fan page on Facebook is Do It Again and See What Happens. And I'm also on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens. And on Twitter, you can always find me at A-Trade Live. So we got some big shows coming up. Like I said, we out here making some things happen and bringing some funny to the kingdom for the kingdom, you know. And so I'm excited.
Well, I'm glad. And guess what? I just got word that you and Tracy have two front row seat tickets for June the 3rd.
Okay.
Joining me.
Okay.
Yes, for the Pastor Shirley Caesar show, Take Them to Church. So I look forward to seeing you there. And I'm so glad that you were able, because you're part of the team. And I thank you for being such a team player and allowing Jonathan to come on. I mean, A-Train is part of it. He's, you know, got his segment every show. You don't want to miss it. He is so hilarious. And if you are anywhere near where he's having his shows, you got to see him live. He holds it down. He brings the funny. I mean, literally, my stomach be hurting laughing at his jokes. I love him and his wife. They are a great team. So you got to see him. He's on the rise. I'm talking about he's already mid there, right? A-Train, you got to do some amazing things for you.
He is. I'm just walking it out. On the 5th of June, I'll be hosting the Kirk Franklin concert here at the Time Junior here in Jacksonville, Florida. And then also June 17th and 18th, I'll be featuring at the Bonkers Comedy Club in Orlando, Florida as well. And like I say, we got some big shows coming up. So if you follow me on my social media outlets, you'll always be posted on, you know, my dates.
Well, you made me want to stay in Jacksonville for Sunday the 5th to go to the Kirk Franklin show.
Yeah.
I got it, but I have to. Yeah. I got to go to Augusta, Georgia. Actually, I'm doing a co-hosting radio spot on an FM radio station there. See, God keeps opening these doors. You better go on and get your roots grounded in, y'all. What'd you say, Trey?
You're always busy. I'm trying to keep up with you.
Oh, I love you. I cannot wait to see you and your wife on Friday. So God bless you, and thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you always.
No problem. Same here.
He'll be back with us on June the 8th, everybody, so you'll get to hear his segment full-fledged, and I can't wait. He's going to bring us some update events and current trending topics and all. So God bless you, A-Train, and be safe on that road.
Okay, God bless.
All right. Well, everyone, listen, this is the end of the show. I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in destiny. I love you so much, Dr. Gina. Until next time, God bless you.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.